Homelessness is often an invisible issue. People living under bridges, in the woods, or alongside railroad tracks. But that's not been the case in Manchester recently.
We're on the Superior Courthouse lawn. We're in the middle of everything. The other encampments are at least like behind Fisher Cat Stadium. You know, when you're driving down Elm Street, you can't see their tents. You can see us, you know?
This is Kelly, who's staying here. She didn't want to give her last name. On Monday of this week, the state said it would begin evicting people from the encampment. Social workers from various agencies have been on the ground since then, trying to find alternatives. Inpatient rehab facilities are offering detox beds and some sober housing options outside of the city. But Kelly has been in and out of temporary shelters in the past. Despite the cold, she's happier in the camp.
I need help. Mentally, physically, you know, I need help. I know this, you know, I can't do it on my own. But I also, I'm not going to put myself in a situation that I'm going to be hurting myself.
Kelly and the other people staying here have been joined this week, not just by social workers, but also by a group of protesters who have been on the ground 24 hours a day since early Monday. They're organizing donations of hand warmers, food, and water. Lynn Jakehouse works for the New Hampshire Youth Movement.
It's really sad that it takes people who do have homes standing on the corner with signs to get attention.
The homeless people here have noticed and appreciate the backing. This is Dennis.
I was especially struck by the outpouring of support from the community. A lot of us homeless people, we figured the community hated us. You know, we weren't expecting that.
Dennis is also declining to go to a shelter. He says he's tried that route and always ends up back on the street.
No one became homeless because they're like a fully functioning member of society, you know? Like, a lot of us have either substance abuse issues or mental health issues or, you know, just trauma in general.
It isn't clear exactly how many people remain at the camp or if the state will take a more aggressive approach to clearing its inhabitants. Asked about the issue Thursday during a press conference, Governor Chris Sununu reiterated that every person at the camp had been offered a warm place to stay.
Every single individual has been offered services. Every single individual has been offered those things multiple times.
But the governor also criticized the protesters, saying that they were telling homeless people not to go to shelters. He called that dangerous, given the plunging temperatures in recent days. The protesters say that Sununu's claims are false. They say they're on the ground advocating for the camp's residents and pushing for a long-term solution to homelessness that goes beyond temporary shelters. For the folks left here, like Kelly, that solution seems far off.
I'm going to stay right here until I can figure out where to go. If someone can offer me something, great. If not, I'm going to stay right here. We're in New Hampshire. Live free or die.
State officials say they'll continue to work with the remaining individuals, but a permanent camp on the courthouse property isn't an option. Todd Bookman, NHPR News.